This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some count names on payrolls, and we'll have the government's tally of those tomorrow for the U.S. Others survey listings for job openings, and a private sector company looks at companies announcing layoffs. On that last measure, February was a terrible month, according to data released this morning. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
American companies announced more than 76,000 job cuts in February. That's twice the bloodletting of a year ago, according to the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. VP Andy Challenger says these numbers bounce around every month, but one clear trend is retail layoffs.
These cuts have been coming while consumers have more money in their pockets, while the economy has really been booming, yet we continue to see store closures.
Case in point, Payless Shoes will close every store in North America, it's about 2,500, and lay off 16,000 workers. Now, retail woes are partly from online competition, but also from today's worker shortage, which makes labor expensive, says Brad Hirschbein at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
Cost pressures, particularly on wages, are beginning to actually push up and become relevant for a lot of employers, and we're seeing structural changes as a result of that.
He says, don't just watch job cuts, though. Jobs also get created all the time, though employers don't always tell us. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.